Moncrief on News Talk.
If you want to destroy a marriage or ruin any relationship within a family, then give them a driving lesson. They can be a massive source of conflict, perhaps because having a license to drive isn't the same as having a license to teach. So is there a way to avoid the rows and the silences? Brenda Bolger from Bolger's Driving School joins us now to help save your relationships. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
In your own family, Brenda, have you found it challenging?
I have children myself who are at driving age, and I've taken the savvy strategic decision for a harmonious house to refer them to a colleague rather than undertake the challenge personally.
And so why is it, do you think, that when a family, is it because, you know, when you kind of learn to drive and you don't even know how you do it, it becomes instinctive after a while. So it's, I suppose, difficult to communicate that to someone.
It really is. And you're quite right. Just because you can drive doesn't mean that you can teach to drive. And, you know, as a parent, for me, with my children, I've been a figure in their lives who's consistently told them what to do, how to not break that. Terrifying skill, high speed, where other people make mistakes. And it's just an extension of me telling them, this is what you do, this is when you do it. And they've got all that pressure of learning to drive, but they've got the added pressure that they're in your vehicle. And if something happens to that vehicle, it's going to have serious ramifications, you know, inside of the family dynamic as well. It's not necessarily a good idea to take out somebody to drive. And if you're a person who thinks, God, if I was to sit my driving test today, I'd fail it, are you the right person to sit beside somebody and teach them?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to ask yourself that question as well.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of it about giving confidence. Because I remember the first driving lesson I ever got. Now, it was in London. It was an Irish fella, as it turned out, who was giving me the lesson. And I drove for, I don't know, 20 yards or something. And then he made me pull in and gave me this big, long lecture about how I was a natural and, oh, I'd never seen anybody so gifted and blah, blah, blah. And I felt fantastic, but I could have, like, driven the car into a wall and still felt good about it, you know.
Yeah, no, we do have to find that balance of positive feedback, but also constructive feedback, which would be great if we use like question and answer techniques that causes the student or the, you know, your son or daughter to self-analyze their actions, like small little things where I'm sure everybody who's ever tried to teach somebody to drive would resonate, where they're telling their child to stop the car or to slow the car down. And they're taking their foot off the accelerator, they're putting it on the brake, and the person in the passenger seat then starts saying, stop, 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 and it becomes increasingly panicked and increasingly loud. The person sitting in the passenger seat is saying to themselves, I don't understand. What's their problem? Why are they starting to shout? I took my foot off the accelerator. I have my foot on the brake. And they're just thinking that if I put my foot on the brake, the car will stop because that's what it's designed to do. But as the person who's trying to teach them, have you actually sat down with them before going out on the road and demonstrated to them exactly how to apply the pressure on the brake, that it's firm and it's gentle, and that if you're getting to the point where you're increasingly saying the word stop with increased urgency, that means to them that although their foot is on the brake, they're not actually applying enough pressure, or they might start applying too much pressure, and, you know, that they use their heel as a pivot between the accelerator and the brake, because you don't accelerate and brake at the same time, but you do clutch and brake at the same time. And that's why the pedals are laid out the way they're laid out. And they need to have the understanding of the why and why it all makes sense. And you've got to spend more time breaking it down to the bare bones of how these things work, and then go and teach them. And I would say to anybody who's going to teach somebody how to drive, for your own safety and for their safety, teach them how to stop the car before you teach them how to move the car. They will need to know how to stop it before they know how to move it.
That's if people listening take one lesson from what you've said, that I would imagine is the most important one. Brenda, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Brenda Bolger there, a driving instructor with Bolger's Driving School.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.